Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, I'm Danielle, the office manager at Striving Together Publications. Striving Together Publications is a ministry committed to providing you with life-changing books and resources. One of my favorite things about working for Striving Together is hearing your stories. Stories of how God has used a book, a CD, or a Sunday school curriculum in your life and ministry. Every day, we rejoice that our resources are helping others to come to Christ and helping Christians grow in their faith. Our online store is filled with resources that will encourage you and those you love. Be sure to visit us at strivingtogether.com, or we would love to talk personally with you. Just call toll-free at 1-800-201-7748. Thank you for allowing us to serve you through Striving Together Publications.
It's been said, if you have a little God, then you have big problems. But if you have a big God, then you have little problems. Friend, I don't know what problems you have today, but I know if you belong to God, He's a very big God. Today we're going to understand more about Him on Daily in the Word with Paul Chappell. You come to today's program with problems you cannot solve. What circumstances and questions are beyond your control in your life right now? Well, friend, we hope today that a fresh glimpse of God, the nature, the power, the greatness, the goodness of God, will help you see your problems and life's challenges in light of His nature. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program comes to you with Dr. Paul Chappell, the teacher, preacher, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. It's a joy every Monday through Friday to meet with you through this program. And today we're studying and understanding God, a great series of messages that really inspects from God's Word what He says about Himself. And it's our prayer that as you look at the fresh glimpse of Scripture and what God says about Himself, your problems will become smaller in light of His goodness, His power, and His greatness. Today we're going to study the faithfulness of God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. He is our faithful God, and you can trust Him. Here's Paul Chappell.
It seems as though the only thing that is really constant is the fact that everything is changing. And as we look around our society today, we realize that sometimes change brings growth and improvement, and sometimes change brings fear and instability. When we look at our world technologically today, we realize that change is happening faster than we can really comprehend. In fact, most of us dads today, if we were honest about it, we still haven't figured out how to work the VCR of 10 years ago. Much less all the newfangled technology that's out on the market today. We've gone from rotary phones to touch phones to cell phones, and we've gone from 8-track to cassette to CD, and from a few thousand people on the internet a few years ago to millions of people on the internet today, and now, in fact, every 100 days, the internet traffic is doubling as we move into the 21st century. Technologically, the world is changing this morning. Socially, the world is changing. It seems as though that a man's word is rarely his bond in this hour. It seems like marital problems are the norm today, and it seems as though families continue to struggle in this hour. Latchkey kids stay at home and play video games that seem to instill within them various forms of anxiousness and sinful habits. And we see today a growing number of young people becoming addicted to rock and roll music, and socially it seems as though change is the norm and challenge is all around us. Politically, many of us are saddened to see that in this day, nationalism is on the decline and globalism is increasing. And trying to find people who still love the red, white, and blue and who are still thankful for America and believe that we should endeavor to be the very best that we can be for God is sometimes hard to find people with patriotism in this hour. And then, of course, religiously, it seems like things are changing faster than we really can even comprehend. Churches today, in an attempt to accommodate, are teaching less and less doctrine and are changing or eliminating the altar call altogether. And it's just hard to find today an old-fashioned place of worship where Jesus Christ can be exalted. Change abounds. Yet in this hour of human history, with more change in 1 year taking place than maybe it took hundreds of years before for that same amount of change, I'm glad this morning that I serve a God who does not change, that I serve a God who is faithful and true. God says in Malachi 3 and verse number 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." I'm glad for that this morning. With everything around us changing, there is still one constant in my life and yours today, and that is God. The Bible says in our text, as the law was being given by Moses, and as God was reminding the children of Israel of His heart for them, the Bible says in verse number 9, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God." He is God, and He is the faithful God. You see, human nature cannot be relied upon this morning, and every one of us will have those from time to time who will hurt us and disappoint us. But we can trust in a God whose faithfulness is upholding the world even as we sit here this morning. Our God is in control, and our God is faithful this morning. I want you to learn with me some things about God as we attempt to understand God in a greater way this summer. And I want you to notice with me, first of all, that He is faithful in His personality. God is faithful in His very personality. The Bible says in verse 9, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. His very personality is reliable. Isaiah 46 and verse 9 says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." I see, as we consider the personality of God this morning, several things coming out from the Scriptures. First of all, He is truthful. He is truthful. He is the God of gods. There is none like Him. And He keeps His word. Psalm 119 and verse 160 says, "Thy word is true from the beginning." Thy word is true from the beginning. Now, many in our society today may question. They may castigate the word of God. Some here this morning may be questioning the word of God. You know, if you were driving up in the mountains as the men were going up to the camp out this past Friday, if you were to drive up and see a sign on the road that says, "Dangerous, curves ahead," really you have three choices at that moment. You could slow down, you could maintain your speed, you could ignore the sign and just maintain your speed, or you could defy the sign and you could increase your speed. You really have several choices when you see a sign like that. But friend, your response to the sign still does not change what that sign says. And you may be here today with various attitudes towards God and towards His Word, but your attitude and mine and your response and mine doesn't change the fact that God is true and His Word is true. It is unchanging and it is faithful. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Romans chapter 3 and verse 4 says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4 says, "He is a God of truth without iniquity." And so we see that He is faithful in His personality because His personality is comprised, first of all, of truthfulness. Secondly, He is not only truthful, but He is unchangeable. Unchangeable. In theological terms, we speak of it as the immutability of God. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. James chapter 1 and verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The word variableness tells us that there is no changing with God. I'm glad this morning that my God and your God, if you're saved, is not like a yo-yo up and down, who loves me one day, who's mad at me one day, a God who's unreliable. He is a God who is reliable, and He never changes. And so we see that He is faithful in His personality, because His personality is a personality of truthfulness, and it is a personality of unchangeableness. Notice, secondly, this morning, He is faithful in His provision. God is faithful not only in His personality, constant and unchanging, but He is faithful in His provision for you and for me. Now, notice back in our text in verse 8, because here Moses is reminding the children of Israel of the faithfulness of God to provide for them. And he says in verse number 8, but because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. You know, when you look at the lives of the children of Israel, every time they had a need, God wanted to meet that need. Now, because of disobedience, the needs were not always met. Because they made choices, they were not always able to see the fulfillment of the promise of God. But His heart towards them was always to provide for their needs. And I want you to know this morning that the heart of God for you is to provide for your needs. The heart of God for you is to meet every single need. It has always been God's desire to meet the needs of His people. Notice, first of all, this morning, He will give provision of physical needs. God will give the provision of physical needs. What a tragic day we live in today, with so many men abandoning their families and so many men not providing even for the physical necessities of their children. And yet we see from the example of God that He will always meet those needs. The Bible says in Genesis 8 and verse 22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. God says, as long as the earth remains, I am going to give seed time and harvest. I am going to make sure that the earth is giving out plenty for the inhabitants to be provided for and to be sustained with. And you know, friend, the planet that we live on annually produces enough food for our physical needs. God has provided from generation to generation for people to be provided for physically. Psalm 37 and verse 25 says, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God says, I want you to know, and the psalmist says, I want you to know, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. If you're here this morning as a Christian, and especially living in America, you and I have been blessed beyond measure. God provides for us faithfully. And I thank God over the years for the way He has provided in my life and in the life of our church. We have seen His provision to be a faithful provision. I remember years ago, back in 1984, and I was an assistant pastor at that time, and Brother Wally Davis here, who's an evangelist now, at that time was a pastor in Northern California. Brother Davis asked me on one occasion, I forget the exact situation, but he said, Brother Chapel, I'd like you to come preach for us. I'll be out of town. If you could preach for us on a Sunday night, I think it was, we'd sure appreciate it. And so I said, well, I'd love to do that and work things out so that that could happen. And about that same time, we were preparing to go with several church staffs to a training conference, a pastor's conference. And at that time, the church where I was did not pay the ticket or provide for some of the ongoing training like that. And so they said, if you want to go, you can, but you need to pay your own way to go. And so I began to pray that God would provide a way. I reserved the plane tickets. I was looking forward to going to the conference and so forth. And along in that same period of time, I went and preached for Pastor Davis. And sometimes when you preach in a church as a guest, they'll give you maybe a check for your travel expenses, and sometimes maybe an honorarium of some type, and in a way of saying thanks for your labor among us and so forth. And as I preached for Evangelist Wally Davis, who was then Pastor Wally Davis, had a great time preaching there. But as I left, no one gave me any expenses for the travel and the time and the study and the hard labor put into that message and the prayer that went into that message and all of my diligent concern for his church. There was really no thought about that. And so I left, went home, and really didn't think a lot about it at the time. But now, a few weeks from preaching at Brother Davis's church, it was coming close to this conference, and I began to become worried about the fact that I wasn't going to get to go to the conference. I was worried about the fact that maybe I wouldn't be able to buy the ticket. And now they were going to leave on a Monday morning, and here it was on a Sunday. And it was Sunday afternoon, and I was telling my wife, all the other guys are going on this conference, and I don't see how I can go. And I've reserved the ticket, but I can't pay for the ticket. And my wife said something at that moment. She said, "Well, honey, have you thought about praying that God would provide?" I hate it when my wife says that. And I said, "Well, all right." And we got together at the kitchen table, and we prayed that God would provide for that need, if it be His will. And I would say within a minute or two, the phone rang, and it was Pastor Davis. He said, "Brother Chapel," he said, "I'm so embarrassed." I said, "You should be." He said, "I can't believe this happened." He said, "I was out of town, and we forgot to take care of this situation." And he said, "The Lord put this on my heart this afternoon." He said, "I'd like to run over if I could and bring a check by for you to thank you for your time that you spent laboring in our ministry." And he brought that by, and we were able to take that check and pay for the rest of that plane ticket and get on to that conference. And I think of that, and I'm reminded of the fact we serve a faithful God. I don't know what your need is today, but I know God's heart is to meet that need. And He provides for His children. He provides for the physical needs, but He also provides for the emotional needs of His children. I believe that Jesus Christ provides for us physically, emotionally, as well as spiritually. I want you to see in verse 8, it says, "But because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand." I want to say this morning, dads, as we look at the Heavenly Father, that our Heavenly Father is a loving Heavenly Father. Sometimes I hear men say, "I never heard my dad say, I love you." And I want to encourage you to realize God is telling us this morning He loves us. And I want to encourage you to tell your children that today. Let them know verbally that you love them, because God loves us and He meets that need in our life. Now, love is more than an emotion. It is an action of my will under the direction and leadership of the Lord to meet the need in someone else's life. But when I express love in my words and in my deeds, I am meeting physical needs, I am meeting emotional needs of my family. And speaking to the children of Israel, the Bible says in Jeremiah 31 and verse 3, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." God says, "I love you with an everlasting love, with an undying love, with an unchanging love." Lamentation 3 and verse 22 says, "His compassions, they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness." I'm glad this morning that I serve a loving, compassionate Father in heaven who loves me and cares for me and meets for those needs in my life when I may feel and when you may feel like no one else cares, that God still in His faithfulness loves us. Now, if we look to men to encourage us, we will often be discouraged. But if we will look to the cross of Jesus Christ, His compassion fails not. His mercy fails not. His love endures, and His Spirit comforts. And I want to tell you, you may be here this morning, and you may have a friend or a loved one that has discouraged you. And you may be going through a time of difficulty and heartache even this morning. But I want to tell you one thing this morning, and if you hear nothing else, let me give you this little bit of encouragement. That if you want to find the emotional need met within your heart and in your soul, take one look at the cross this morning. And remember that God in His faithfulness sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who on the cross of Calvary voluntarily shed His blood. On the cross of Calvary suffered the ridicule of the Roman soldiers and the spear through His side. On the cross of Calvary bore all of our sins in order that we might be saved. God did that to say, "I love you and I want you to be saved." I heard of a little girl years ago, true story, who in their family, a tragedy came. Her mother came down with cancer, and after a prolonged battle with cancer, God took her home. One night, as this little girl was there in the house alone with her daddy, she was the only child, She was scared and fearful about everything that had transpired. And so as the story is told, she went into her daddy's bedroom and crawled up into bed with him. And she was sobbing, and her dad tried to talk to her a little bit. And after a while of talking, he kind of got snuggled in on one side of the bed, and she snuggled on her side, and they were trying to go to sleep. And she crawled over on top of her dad, and the dad said that she grabbed his cheek sort of like this and turned him, as little kids can do, right towards herself. And she said, "Daddy, is your face towards me now?" And he said, "Yes, sweetheart, my face is towards you." And she said, "Good, then I can sleep now. Just keep your face towards me." And I want to remind you this morning that no matter what you may experience, the face of God is always towards you. And you and I can always rest in the faithfulness of God towards you and towards me. It may be sickness, it may be heartache, but the face of God is faithfully towards His children. He provides the physical need, He provides the emotional need, and most importantly, He provides for the spiritual need of His children. And God provides for our spiritual needs through the Word of God. God's Word is a sustenance. It is a provision so that we might be strengthened and that we might grow spiritually. Psalm 119 and verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven." The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 138, "Thy testimonies that Thou hast commanded are righteous and are very faithful." Now, the stock market is unfaithful, and the authors of this world are unfaithful, and the newspapers oftentimes are unfaithful, but the Word of God is faithful. It is forever settled in heaven, and it will meet your spiritual need every time you open it up. My friend, when I come to the Word of God, and when I open it up with a right heart and seeking His leadership, every single time God feeds me.
Well, friend, you've been listening to Daily in the Word and the teaching and preaching of Pastor Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California, and president of West Coast Baptist College. I do invite you to visit us at dailyintheword.org. That's dailyintheword.org. You can hear today's message in its entirety. You can also hear all of the messages from this great, powerful series, Understanding God. You can download them and even subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You can find that and many other resources at dailyintheword.org. Now to wrap up today's program, here's Paul Chappell.
My friend, the Bible says in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved." That word "must" is a very interesting word because it's the same word that Jesus used in John chapter 3 when he spoke to a religious man who was lost without Christ. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again." My friend, this is not the must of a Baptist church or any other kind of a church, but Jesus Christ Himself has reminded us that if we will have a home in heaven someday, then we must come to the Father through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is not the gift of any church or any prophet. Salvation is the gift of Jesus, who paid for our salvation and covered our sin when He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. And my friend, 3 days after He died on the cross of Calvary, He rose again powerfully for our justification. If you would like your sins to be forgiven, if you would like to know what justification is all about, then the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you would call on Him by faith today and confess to Him that you are a sinner and ask Him to forgive your sin and come into your life, the Bible promises that He will come in and you will be saved. May God help you today to make your prayer to the Lord by faith. If you've never trusted Christ, today is the day of salvation.
Well, thanks, Pastor. Friend, we would love to hear from you this month, and we do have a gift. If you'll take the time to call or write to us, we'd like to send you a token of our appreciation. It's a booklet written by Pastor Chappell entitled A Maze of Grace. If you're going through a difficult time right now, or if you know of somebody who's bearing up under a trial or a burden, this book will help them find God's amazing grace in the maze of their trial. Sometimes it's in life's most confusing, frustrating moments that we see God's hand of grace in miraculous ways in our lives. This little booklet will remind you of this. Again, it's entitled A Maze of Grace, and it's our gift to you when you call or write to us this month. And just let us know that you're listening. The easiest way to do that is to visit us at dailyintheword.org and click on the Contact Us tab. I do hope that you'll pray about contributing to our ministry. You can do that on the website as well when you click on Donate. And your investment into Daily in the Word goes directly into paying for airtime so that we can continue teaching and preaching the Word of God on stations like this one all across America. You can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, our mailing address is Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Don't forget, when we hear from you this month, we're going to send you a copy of Pastor Chappell's book, A Maze of Grace, a great gift for someone who's bearing up under a trial. It will encourage their heart and remind them of God's wonderful grace, even in the mazes of life. A Maze of Grace, this month, our gift to you. Thanks so much for being a part of this ministry, Daily in the Word. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. And until next time, have a great day.